We're going to hear a little bit of something from an artist known as Adapt Collective. I'll play more of it next week for you, I promise. And a couple of the members of this band are in a band called Casino, which are playing in 2 weeks from now. So if you kind of like what you're hearing now coming up, then you'll definitely want to check out the show in a couple of weeks for Casino. All right, coming up at just another minute or so, live in the studio, we have Neurosonic. I think we're ready, folks. Live in the studio, we have the band Neurosonic. And getting ready to do a live set for us. Can you hear me, gentlemen?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah.
running in place.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Motor Live Drive at 5 show, live in the studio. We're excited to have the band Neurosonic. How you doing, gentlemen?
We are dandy, sir. Absolutely wonderful opportunity to be here, and appreciate the privilege and the honor to be here in the WHFR studios.
Okay. If you don't mind, if you guys could go around and maybe introduce yourselves.
My name is Kenny Hill. I'm the guitar player and singer dude.
Alrighty.
I'm Alex Harrison. I play bass.
I'm Paul Smash Cobb. I smash the drums and also backup vocals.
Okay. Why don't we give the bass player one more shot at that?
They couldn't hear you, man.
Can you hear me now?
Uh-oh. Be careful. Be careful. No dice. Well, it's our bass player. Ooh. Oh, you know what?
There's a short line.
Yep, it's at the door. As soon as he moves the door, I'm here. Yep, it's...
It's at the door.
It's
okay.
At the door.
All right. We'll work on that.
Yes. Well, uh-oh. Yeah, we're cutting in and out everywhere now.
That's all right.
Anyway, that was Alex Karaszynski on bass guitar.
Okay,
yes.
Cool. So Kenny, Alex, and Paul.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And how long you guys been together?
Oh, well, as this band in the format that we are, the three-piece, just about a year.
Okay.
Yep, just about a year.
Just getting started, really.
Yeah.
Then.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And do you guys actually have an official release yet?
We do, and it is going to be available very soon. It is entitled Drive. And it is a three-song EP that we are going to be offering. And that's going to be available at your normal places. We're going to have that at iTunes and Amazon. You can pick it up. And we're going to have it. CD Baby. As well as if you want a hard copy, we're going to have that at Dearborn Music.
Okay.
And probably Rock of Ages as well over... Yes, on the west side.
And of
here.
Course, you can always request our music here when we're not here.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Absolutely.
That can be done.
And we're certainly going to leave you guys with a copy of it if you haven't received that already.
Okay. All right. What do you have for us now?
Well, the next song is entitled We'll Get By. We are a instrumental as well as a vocal band. So about half of what we do has vocals and the other half is instrumental, and this obviously the first song was a vocal song. This is a another vocal song. This is going to feature my brother on drums doing the backups with me.
Hey.
That's probably the only opportunity you're going to get a chance to hear him singing is on this song. Unless we write something and get him singing on something else as well, but this is called We'll Get By.
All right.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
All right.
Something like that there.
Sounding good, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Wow. So that one actually was both a vocal track and an instrumental track.
Yes. That is correct. That outro piece was actually something that kind of happened from a composition that Alex brought when we first started jamming together, and that just seemed really natural at the end of that song, and it just kind of took on its own identity. And I'm probably 100% sure that would certainly be included on our full-length recording that should be available, hopefully, for the beginning of next year. Looking at a spring release for the full-length, going to have at least 10 to 12 songs on it.
Okay, we look forward to that then.
Yeah.
It seems I have sound now.
Yay!
Yes, you do.
All nice. Right.
Cool.
Say hello to the people, Alex.
Well, hello, people.
Much better, huh?
Much better.
Okay. So, you gentlemen have quite a few shows coming up. You want to tell us about?
Yes, we do. Actually, tomorrow night, we are going to be up in Jackson, Michigan, up at the Foundry with Uncommon Road in Silverside. That is an all-ages event. If anybody is in the area or going to Jackson tomorrow, we will be up there. Doors open at 8 p.m. Once again, it is all ages. And then we have coming in Pontiac, we have the Pike Room, April 19th. Another all-ages event with great bands. We have Black Rose, Rebel Devil, Black Male, and our good friends, The Great Mystery, will be there. And then, we have April 25th at the Diesel out in Chesterfield, Michigan, with our good friends, Kings and Pieces. And then the following day, we're back in Taylor, Michigan, at the Perfect Pitcher with our good friends, Poker Face, and also Rebel Devil once again. Good friends of mine, particularly. And if you want to know about any other shows, you can always look us up at facebook.com/narrowsonicmusic, or you can look us up on Reverb Nation at reverbnation.com/narrowsonic4.
As in the number four.
The number four, mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. And you can also listen to our music there as well. We have two songs available for your listening pleasure.
Yeah, if you go to that Reverb Nation, and actually, if you just punch in Neurosonic, two words, we will pop right up there, too. So a couple of different ways that you can get to that particular destination. But yes, yep, you will find our tracks there. And and then we've got a lot of other shows coming up also in June.
Yeah, I mean, we've got tons of shows all through May.
Yep.
Practically every weekend and then some.
Yeah,
and then we're playing some big festivals that we cannot yet announce in June.
Yes,
and then we're going on an independent tour actually through July and August.
Hmm. Okay. Well, why don't we save that for a little bit later on? We'll definitely talk about that if you don't mind the tour.
Okay. Be glad to. Yes, sir.
All right. Let's do another song then.
Okay. Well, this song is entitled "Drive," and it is the title track from our 3-song EP entitled "Drive."
Okay.
And this is an instrumental.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Drive, the title track from the EP.
Okay.
I should have mentioned something about the drive home. And the listeners that may be on their way home from work, that hopefully that made their little drive home a little bit more enjoyable.
Yes.
Yeah.
Without making them go too much faster.
Yes. Yeah, we don't have to worry about that one, I don't think. No, that was a nice, steady pace. Yes, yes.
Yeah, something to be said about those kind of tracks that just keep you moving.
Yeah.
Make the time go by, and the next thing you know, wow, I'm home.
Yeah. Yes, those are very helpful. Or even, you know, it's even those type of pieces on long trips are very, very nice to have because it makes the trip go a lot faster, seemingly anyway. And, yeah, so.
But you heard Drive Here on Motor City Drive.
Close enough. Motor Live Drive at 5.
Okay, there you
Motor
go.
Live Drive.
This is WHFR.FM. Again, the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Live in the studio, we have the band Neurosonic playing some new tunes for us from their latest release. And that was the title track, Drive. Okay, and then this is a 3-track EP, you said?
That is correct. Yes, sir.
Okay, and then you expect to get the full length out early next year.
Yes. The very first song that we opened with, which is called Running in Place, that is actually going to be on the EP as well. That's the opening track, and then Drive is the second track. And we're going to play another song for you, and then the final song that's on the track is going to come after. It's going to precede the one we're going to play now. But this next song is called So Many Things, unless you had something else that you wanted to talk about or whatnot. How are we doing on time? Is everything, we're doing pretty good?
We're about right.
Okay.
So Many Things.
Yes. What may seem to be the reason might not make sense at all. So many memories try to forget, so many thoughts go wash to rest. So many things I shouldn't have done, so many things I'm yet to be. Come. Misunderstandings are such a waste of time. Lurking in the shadows to influence your mind. Searching for the standard written between the lines. What now lies before me? We'll be right back. questions still unanswered. Some answers still in question. What may seem to be the reason might not make sense at all. So many memories try to forget. So many thoughts know what to suppress. So many things I shouldn't have done. So many things I'm yet to be. So many memories try to forget. So many thoughts don't want to suppress. So many things I shouldn't have done. So many things I'm yet to be. Oh. So many things.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Caught us off guard there, gentlemen. Just boom.
Yeah, that's one of them abrupt stop D type songs he's there.
All right. If you don't mind, gentlemen, if I could go around the room, if you could speak about like how long you guys have actually, separately that is, been playing in general and some of your influences. What got you started playing?
Well, let's see. I've probably been playing the longest out of the three of us. I've been playing over 30 years. And I am also an area guitar teacher, and I've been doing that for quite a long time. And matter of fact, what's it?
That's where at.
Oh, can I say where at?
Yeah.
Oh, at Cameron's Music.
Okay.
In Livonia, Michigan.
Okay.
And want to give it up to any of my students that may be listening, or any of my students' parents that may be listening.
Matthew!
Just want to tell you guys hello and appreciate you guys, and hopefully you're enjoying the broadcast. So, been doing that for quite a while, and some of my influences would include Jeff Beck.
Oh, of course.
Jeff Beck, Alex Lifeson, Rush, Angus Young, Randy Rhodes.
Yeah, he just turned 59 the other day.
Yes.
Angus did.
Yes, yeah, and still, I mean, he's still got just about all the energy he had 20 and 30 years ago, easily. You know, watch him on stage, it just blows my mind. And awesome, great band, great guitar player, and a humility, very humble guy, too. When you read the interviews, you know, and they want to talk to him about technique, and, you know, he just thinks he's just getting the job done, you know what I mean? And he's influenced just waves and waves and waves of guitarists out there. Those are probably my core influences. And then of course I get into all the contemporaries like your Eric Johnson and Steve Vai and Satriani and Dream Theater, John Petrucci, great guitarist. Matter of fact, they're in town, what I understand.
That's
this
what
week
I heard,
as
Don.
Well. And really though, I'm influenced by just about everybody, one way or another. You know, even local, there's a lot of local cats that are great players. And I mean, honestly, I want to try and maintain the perspective of always being a student of not only music, but life, and never getting to a point to where you think you know it all, because once you know it all, you can't learn anything else. And I'm not interested in being stagnant. I want to continue to try and improve as a human being. And so, you know, any cat that I might see, you know, at any club or some band we might be playing with, there could be something about them that could be gleaned from their performance or something they're doing. Dude, he's talking to me, okay?
I'm just saying, I agree.
Okay, yeah. I see you guys over there motioning for me to try and get off the microphone. Okay,
that's
moving
okay.
On.
Everybody will get their say.
Yeah, on to Mr. Karaczynski. Go ahead, sir.
I'm going to keep this short and sweet.
Tell the world what you have to say.
I'm going to keep this short and sweet. I've been playing bass for about 12 years. And yes, I love Cassie Winslow. Aside from that, I'm into like indie players, a lot of solo bass players. Other than that, I just, like Kenny was saying, I try to keep it fresh. Try to keep it fresh, just listen to everyone I can, and do what I do.
And what is that you do, Alex?
I mean, generally, I just hit strings, you know? I mean, sometimes it sounds good, sometimes it doesn't.
Right.
Don't let him fool you. He's just the eye candy for the band.
Can you read music, sir?
How do you read music?
Just like reading a piece of paper.
I think you listen to music, my friend.
Yes, you do. And that being said, I'm Paul Smash Cobb. No reflection to the Incredible Hulk whatsoever. But my influences range from Buddy Rich, the ultimate famous drummer of all.
Gene Krupa, Vinnie Paul from Pantera, Mike Portnoy from Dream Theater, Rod Morgenstein from the Dixie Dregs, some jazz drummers, Billy Martin, people like that. But I just do my thing. I just play it, and if it grooves, and it feels good, and it feels right, then it must be right.
Hey, man.
And it's all about what the song wants. We're really into, we're, you know, I mean, any three of us could be, you know, like a solo instrumentalist and just go off on musical tangents, just all guitar or all bass or all percussion and drums. But we really try and to be sensitive to what the song wants in it, you know, and not overplay, and of course not underplay, because, you know, we don't want to get stuck underplaying either, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we try and be all about the song.
I keep it in the pocket, baby.
I know exactly what you mean there. That somebody, I forgot who it was, that they were doing an interview about drummers, and they mentioned that about Ringo Starr. And I never thought about that until this guy talked about it. And he said that, you know, everybody underrates this guy. I mean, sure, he wasn't the fastest drummer or, you know, anything like that, most technically good drummer, but he always pretty much gave the song what it needed, what it required at the time. And when you think of the variety of the type of songs that the Beatles did, that was not an easy job.
No.
And actually, it actually requires a lot of discipline to play in the pocket.
Yeah.
It definitely really does.
Yeah, I guess you would definitely know that, Paul.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, you got drummers like Ringo Starr, then you got like Phil Rudd from like AC/DC, another in-the-pocket drummer, you know, holds it down, does his thing. Yes, sir.
Okay.
And with that being said,
I think it's time for another song.
All right. As I said, this one is
Oreo
going
cookies
to be,
and milk.
This is going to be on the... this is on the Drive EP, actually. Not going to be. It is on the Drive EP. It's called Burning Bridges, and it is a vocal song. I hope you guys enjoy it.
All right.
Just to find you.
listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, the Motor Live Drive at 5 show, live in the studio, the band Neurosonic.
Yes.
All right. Why don't you tell us about that tour, that big tour coming up?
Well, what we're going to be doing is through July and August, we're going to be going through Pennsylvania, New York, Ohio, Georgia, Kentucky, all kinds of different various parts of Ohio, of course, like Cincinnati. We're going to be going to Chicago, Indiana as well. And basically, we're just, you know, getting it out there and trying to, you know, put it out there. And we're giving it to as many people like yourselves here at WHFR in various states that we are traveling in. So that way, we do it right.
Okay. Are you going to just be, this is like just your tour? Or are you going to be like joining anybody on a more than once basis? Or
this first run is going to be like an independent tour in support of the EP.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to give it a try, you know, doing it that way. Like I said, with the support of like various, I don't even know how to put it.
You mean what would be the headliners in their area? Or?
Well, not necessarily that, but, you know, we're just going to get the support of, like, fellow communications people in different states.
Mm-hmm.
Other radio stations without giving any call letters is what he's trying
right.
to say.
Ah, okay. All right. Well.
We're just basically going to get the support of, other radio stations in various states where we're going to set up, like, interviews and, you know, we'll have our publicist, you know, send them press releases in regard to, like, what's going on. And, you know, we're going to see how that goes.
Oh, best of luck with you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
That sounds like that's a good plan. That should work out.
And another big show announcement that we do have is we are going to be doing, it is called the June Jamboree at St. Andrews Hall, June 20th.
Hmm.
That's going to be a big event with probably an all-day festival with probably about 10 to 12 bands all together.
Okay. Do you know any of the other bands offhand that are going to be part of it? Or
yes, I do know a few. I know of that Blind Season is playing. I know that The Great Mystery is playing. I know our good friends in Black Rose are playing. Black Feather, 23 Experience. Let's see. So many to name and can't just remember off the top of my head.
No, just that's apologize for those you can't remember.
Yeah. I truly apologize if you're out there listening and you're hearing me not mention your band and going, that Pauly guy, I don't know about him. But tickets will be available and on sale you'll be able to go to the door.
All right.
They'll be available at the door. Yes. As well as before the show, tickets will be available.
I'm sure we could probably just keep an eye on your website. That should probably give us the info we need, letting us know when that's going to happen.
And once again, you can reach us at facebook.com/neurosonicmusic, or you can listen to various tracks that you've already heard today at reverbnation.com/neurosonic4, and that's the number 4.
Okay. And for people that weren't listening at the top of the hour, if you don't mind, Paul, can you mention the shows that we talked about earlier?
Yes. Once again, we will be tomorrow evening. We will be in Jackson, Michigan at the Wonderful Foundry with our good friend J.B. Batchel, which is our promoter out there in Jackson. And we'll be alongside On Common Ground in Silverside. That will be at the Foundry in Jackson. And then April 19th, we will be at the Wonderful Pike Room in Pontiac, Michigan with our good friends, once again, Black Rose. They're good friends of ours, and we've known those guys for a while. And then we will be at the Diesel in Chesterfield, Michigan, April 25th with Kings and Pieces, along with Sarita. It's a female fronted band out of Flint, Michigan. Supposed to be a really, really good band. And then we will be here, close to our hometown, not too far away, in wonderful Taylor, Michigan. And we'll be at the Perfect Pitcher with us, Poker Face, and Rebel Devil. And we also have a slew, a buttload of dates on our page that you can go to. We have things going on all through May. a bunch of festivals that we are going to be on, and I'm sure some of you out there probably know what festivals they are, but that cannot be released at this time. But if you stay tuned to our webpage at facebook.com/neurosonicmusic, you will be updated very shortly on all those festivals coming up, and we probably have about 5 or 6 this summer. Maybe even one more. So just keep your eyes open into our page at facebook.com/neurosonicmusic.
South Dakota.
I'm just starting to feel better just saying the words festival and summer.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I am. Dude. This has been the most brutal winter ever. I think this has been the most brutal winter that any of us have ever experienced in Michigan. They haven't had a winter like this since the 1800s, and I think that...
40 below zero.
Yeah,
what?
I think all of us definitely would not qualify to have been around during those times. So we had over 150 days of below zero weather, man. It was crazy. And what was it, over almost, we were just, what, 3 inches short
90,
of the all-time record
90
of
point,
snowfall?
Yeah, 90.6 inches of snow.
And insane.
And back in 1808, we had 93.6.
Yeah. So, I don't know, what does that teach us? I guess that teaches us that, you know, the climate works in cycles, you know, and I
That's
know
right.
there's, we've got...
Global warming, huh?
Global warming and all that stuff certainly is a reality. I truly believe that, but... the world has a way, in as far as the biology and ecology of it, of doing its thing.
Mother Nature is still in charge.
That's right.
I don't care what anybody says.
That's right. That's right.
Mother Earth will heal itself.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. There's just all kind. I mean, we could go on and on and on just talking about the wonders of the Earth and all that kind of stuff. Because, man, I'm telling you, there's some.
Don't
great
we have
stuff
Earth Day
there.
Coming up here, like pretty soon? Anybody know?
April 22nd, actually.
Oh,
that's going to be stuff that's going to be happening here at the college, too, and there'll be more info about that as we get more in.
Earth Stock.
Yeah.
Earth Stock is what it's called.
And with that being said, I just got to share this. This is not musically related, but it kind of is musically related because everything is relative, right? And but I just learned something the other day about, like, trees, man. Trees are amazing.
Some trees.
There's, like, a mother tree. You know, in your typical forest, you've got, like, a mother tree, and then there'll be saplings that'll be dropped, planted from that tree. What they found is that the roots communicate under the ground, and that the trees can actually recognize its own siblings, and trees or vegetation that are not part of that particular family, they recognize that, and they when they're growing around their own roots, they allow for room so that they can get ample nutrients from the ground. If it's a non-related root, they can tell that and sense that, and they don't try, you know, then it's a matter of just battling for the land, for the
every
crop,
root
you know.
For itself.
Exactly. So I thought that was pretty interesting that trees have that type of what would you say, like that they in a sense they realize
intelligence,
you know, sort of. And what they're now, what scientists are trying to figure out is, we know that trees don't have a brain per se. But where is that coming from? You know, where does that whole process, how they, so that's just great, man. Just interesting stuff. And it's just learning more and more about that's what I'm talking about, being a student of life and of music. There's always something to learn, man.
Always.
I feel sorry for the people out there that
think they know it all
and can't be taught anything, man, because it must be a very dark, dingy, dull world they live in. And
you can even learn something from someone that's far younger than you sometimes.
Absolutely.
Very true. Very true.
Absolutely.
Alex likes that, right?
Oh, sure. We're just throwing props. Yeah. But
hey,
can
I say one thing?
Sure.
No, you can't.
I want to say something like Alex said. I want to say hello to my wife, Kaylani, and my beautiful 2-year-old baby boy, Polly Xavier.
All right. I know they're listening.
Actually, they are.
Cool. It's a beauty about radio. Hey, that's Daddy.
Yeah, he probably looked right at the radio when he said that, too. That's
cool. Okay. Why don't we do another one?
All right, sounds great. This is someone asked me earlier what my favorite song of the set that we do, and I thought about it for a second, and first song that popped into my head was this one. It's called The Sea of Forgetfulness. It's a piece that I wrote a little while back. It's an instrumental. And the implications are obvious just by the title, but I think that it's something that is just very, very close to me, and something that we try and convey in a musical sense. The whole spirit of basically forgiving and forgetting. You know, when you forgive someone but you don't forget what they did, you really are robbing yourself of freedom to grow as an individual, and you really haven't, I don't think, really forgiven that person for what they've done. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, there's so many different vast examples that we could talk of, but I'm talking about the most simplest definition of forgiveness. And, you know, so if you're going to forgive someone, make sure that you can forget about that too as well, you know. And this song kind of, you know, we're trying to, that's the kind of perspective we're trying to convey with this, and hopefully we bring it across. But the Sea of Forgetfulness, and here we go.
All right.
Thank you.
right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Live in the studio, we have the band Neurosonic, and that was their track, The Sea of Forgetfulness.
Yes, sir.
Making waves.
All right.
Exactly.
Very appropriate. All right, well.
Two songs that fit the programming format, didn't it?
You didn't plan that, did you, Jim?
No, not at all. That just, hey, you know, I believe in like a divine synchronicity. You know, things fall into place somehow. You know, paths are crossed, people meet, songs are exchanged, played on certain radio stations that just happen to fit the theme, you know. So it's just how it works out for us.
There you go. All right, well, I want to thank you guys for coming down and playing for us. We really enjoyed it.
We thank you for the opportunity, and we thoroughly enjoyed it as well.
Okay. Yep,
of course, thank you very much.
Yeah, we want to say thank you to everyone here at 89.3, everybody that helped us out today, you yourself.
Absolutely.
Mr. Mark, program director, and our buddy, the sound engineer.
Alan.
Yeah.
Good man, good sound.
Yes, and it was a wonderful
last but not
experience.
Least, Mr. Scott.
Mr. Scott Boatwright. Yes,
and our listening audience. We appreciate and thank you all for tuning in.
And let me just tell you one thing.
Oh, God.
Any bands out there that are listening, if you haven't been on 89.3 yet, you need to be.
Yeah, man, do it.
You need to be.
That's right.
You got free promotion here, so make it happen.
That's right.
There you go. There's
quality
no excuse.
Operation. That's right.
All right. Well, I think that's about it. We've run out of time there, and I guess that's a good sign when you're not able to play every track that you want to. I think it's because you had a good time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We'll
definitely
take it.
Had a good time.
We will take it.
Wonderful experience.
All righty. Take care.
Yes. Thank you.
We're out.
Hi, this is Charlie Peacock, and you're listening to WHFR FM 89.3, the only station that's making waves.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present old-time radio mysteries on 89.3 FM or on the web at WHFR.FM. We are excited to showcase the much-loved radio drama Boston Blackie right here on old-time radio mysteries. The series ran from 1944 to 1950, and we're proud to share it in its entirety every Thursday from 6 until 7. Boston Blackie, a detective in adaptations for films, television, and radio. He is, after all, an enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend. So now, sit back, relax, and enjoy episodes of Boston Blackie right here and only here on WHFR, the station that's making waves.